others maintain.
But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partner are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Everybody, it's Monday Madness on the Revolution in the Morning show. We're streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Hey, this is Memorial Day Monday. So God bless all y'all that served and died. I know you're listening somewhere across the horizon. Memorial Day, honoring all of those who died for our liberties, those that gave the ultimate sacrifices while in uniform protecting America. Some of us may not agree with some of the missions that they were on, sent by assholes that are elected morons. But you have to honor the men and the women in uniform and follow their orders, whether they agreed with them or not, and led to the end of their life. God bless you all, man. I'm telling you. God bless you. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. founded more than 10 years ago by Mike Ringley, who's no longer with us. He's with those soldiers battling in another dimension. God bless you. Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com. Streaming around the world on iTunes and TalkStreamLive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomony, just a few of the streaming services that we go out on. Open Radio app, I believe it's called, carries us. So not only websites, but apps. If you got a streaming app, you know, hey, check it for Revolution Radio Studio A and Revolution Radio Studio B. If you don't see it on there, you ought to contact them and says, hey, carry this station. They are the number one listener-supported station in the world. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Call to listen, 518-906-1839. 518-906-1839 to call and listen to Studio A. 1-859 to listen to Studio B. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get the straight truth, not the main scripted media that is all on the same page, or they pretend they're on the back side of the same page, but they're all talking the same cycle of bullshit. One isn't just saying no, it's not, it's a lie. You know, have you noticed that the mainstream media is all controlled opposition from one to the other? Just think what they have done to your brain with the disinformation, the misinformation, and the bold-faced lies that you have been indoctrinated with. That's right, I said indoctrinated with, brainwashed at the subconscious level by the liars in the media. We know that today. We know that the Americans don't have a right to think freely. We don't have a right to even think freely, speak freely today. Your mind's controlled by technology, by algorithms from Facebook and Twitter. The news is an algorithm that comes to you in a certain fashion, in a certain tempo, at a certain facade, with certain sounds and bells and whistles. It's the proverbial slot machine of the 21st century. You got your little phone there, ringy, dingy, dongy, doo. And guess what? Your brain is stuck like funky glue in a mesmerizing lie. That's what happens when you get brainwashed by propaganda. We used to have at least an appearance of a independent press. Today, we don't even have the appearance of an independent media. We can see how they kiss ass and have a press conference. Joe Biden, the only questions they ask Joe Biden is, well, what kind of ice cream do you like? Do you eat ice cream much? Do you this or do you that? Or what flavor? What sauces? Nothing about the newer revelations about Hunter Biden, you know, bribe him and company, using him and his uncle. Was it John or Joe? Oh, that's right. Joe's his dad, isn't it? Yeah, John and Joe and Hunter working the scams together. It's all been exposed. pay-to-play system while he was vice president. Democrats certainly do have standards. The only problem is they're almost always double standards. Racism for you, but none for thee. Oh, that's right. Shh, don't talk about that. That's right. You can't say anything about China because that's racist, according to libertards. Yeah, screw them and screw China. Listen, the world is going to have to band together and fight China eventually. I mean, I hope everybody realizes that, right? You know, China is commanding and demanding that you be their whatever partner. Let's see. Recently, China told Australia they better shut the hell up down there because you're a puny little country and we're going to stomp the shit out of you and we go to war if you even pretend you're going to be with the Americans and Taiwan. Yeah, did you hear that? And of course, the United States says, well, we're going to send a battalion or a brigade of, not a brigade, but a battalion of Marines, you know, over to Taiwan and to reinforce Taiwan and the island. Yeah, good luck with that. All I have to say is you better have a lot of one battlefield nuclear weapons. And number two, the number two part, you better have directing EMP weapons so you can take out the Chinese coast and fry all of the electronic infrastructure. Because remember, you know, that they're going to have to come from somewhere. They're going to have a base. They're going to have a port. You know, all the ports in China are going to get shut down anyway, aren't they? When China attacks Taiwan. Maybe that's why they're trying to shovel as much out the door as they can right now. I don't know. I am not sure. But let's get into the news and information section of this show. Because I've been just kind of pissing around here. Let's see. What do we got here? Dun, 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 dun. Bibi Netanyahu's out the door as the opposition puts together a government to get rid of Bibi Netanyahu. The only thing that saved Bibi Netanyahu was, that's right, the half-assed enfantada with, or I should say, you know, 4,000 rockets temporarily saved Bibi Netanyahu. Huh? Meanwhile, China is turning into just this crazy nightmare for people around the world, where China is scrambling now to save their EU investment deal after President Xi decided to play hardline, hardball with the Brussels. And Brussels is, number one, they're bought out prostitutes anyway, all the government officials in the EU. I mean, remember, they're fascists. Okay, they're put there essentially by Germany in the reconstruction of the Nazi corporate regime, the fascist regime. So anyway, the EU investment deal isn't going as good as China had liked. And now the EU is saying, well, if you're going to try to blackmail us, if you're going to try to force this and do that, maybe we shouldn't have a deal. That's what Australia found out. Australia found out that, you know, they thought they had a decent trading partner with China, but they didn't realize China was just a big bully and a communist state, and that Australia helped communism succeed in China because they have the number of slaves. They have 1.2 billion people. Yeah. Isn't that the fact? Australia, and now, of course, many Western companies are helping China become the a great communist power. You know, the reason that the Soviet Union fell was because it went bankrupt. Meanwhile, the businessmen decided they could use China as a massive plantation and slave factory and control Chinese money at the same time and keep China on a rope, on a ring, you know, going, just walking around. And China's trying to break that rope and go bull wild. Well, the truth is, China will never survive that because of the economic catastrophe that will strike China when the rest of the world does not buy its products. It will literally implode on itself. It's built out of cardboard and spackle now. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the Chinese construction, you know, from guys that, have gone around and looked at it. And you'll have five-year-old buildings that are essentially ready to collapse, or they are collapsing because they're that poorly made. A German judge has declared mask mandates illegal and harmful to children, and that social distancing in schools is not supported by the science. Yeah. Of course, you know, Oklahoma legislature recently passed a bill banning mask mandates in schools. In Germany, mask mandates in schools have also been under the microscope in an extraordinary judgment given last month. A woman wearing a protective face mask reading dictatorship protests against government restrictions. Although the rally has been disavowed or disallowed by the regional court, you know, this is part of the problem. In Halifax, or I should say in Nova Scotia, the premier or the leader of that province in Canada had the court say you couldn't even protest the lockdowns. You couldn't protest anything because of the court. And the thing is, they don't have a corona problem. Same way within Toronto area, and I was at Quebec. I mean, they have what, 121 people hospitalized out of what, 8 million people. And the government says, oh gosh, you know, it's safe to come out now. The abuse by government. Oh, and then, of course, in Canada, the legislatures, they voted 365-1 not to hold federal elections to keep Justin Trudeau and his gaggle of dickheads in office. I mean, this is just blatant, in-your-face, unconstitutional shit. And what they did is they pushed it until everybody really started to break, and then all of a sudden they would relax it, and people would relax a little bit when that's not the time to relax. When they start pushing them and they start dropping their unscientific, mandated laws and rules and regulations, then once you get them done, you can run them sons of bitches out of office. And all of these people that voted for all of this stuff, they all know what's coming. They know the population is pissed, and they know their ass is grass, and the voters are going to be the lawnmowers cutting down the weeds and the Whitmers and the Newsoms and the Cuomos and the rest of them. They're going to get chopped down like the weeds they are in humanity. Yes, they're like suckers, aren't they? Yeah, it's sheer craziness. This, you know, you have an age group of children. I mean, this is how stupid all of this is. You have an age groups of children that are essentially immune from COVID-19, where it's the death rates are just horribly low. They're so low, there's no excuse to give these people, these children, vaccines that alter their DNA, to give them an RNA vaccine. Yeah. Meanwhile, those who have gotten COVID naturally have, that's right, immunity for, they believe, life. That they have found that the COVID antibodies are found in bone marrow, and the T cells are there, so it appears to be a lifelong or a long time protection from the COVID. Once you get it and recover from it. Now, the problem is recovering from it, because it knocks your immune system down, and it takes 6 months to get over it, in all honesty, once you've had it. And then you may still have a reduced lung capacity. Of course, during that time, you get atrophied. You get used to sitting on your ass because you don't have the energy or the will or whatever. And it's very tough to get going again, depending upon your age, too. So what else we got going on here on Memorial Day? It is very difficult for Americans to honor our soldiers who have fallen, and sailors, Marines, airmen, Coast Guardmen, and everybody who has fallen in the line of duty. At the same time, we have this illegitimate government. We have a fake-ass president. Joe Biden is not a legitimate president. Arizona, Georgia, and other states will prove that Joe Biden is not the elected president of the United States, and that his so-called 85 million or whatever it was number of votes that he got, or, that was a bold-faced lie, that was created with a combination of machine failures, machine shortcomings, things like allowing votes to be recounted again and again, 5-10 times, the same batches, the same numbers. Anyway, yeah. And of course, the cheating, the ballots that are fraudulent. People may not believe they are, but I believe there are millions of fraudulent ballots that were pushed into the system. And then those ballots were later, they believed that they could just get rid of them because they control the systems. Just like Ruby, the Black Witch down in Florida, she controlled the systems, and the systems were run to create havoc, to cheat. This is what happens in Philadelphia. This is what happens in different precincts around the United States. But this time, it happened in precincts that were it was widespread in the rural and suburban areas, the amount of cheating done by Democrats. And I'll call it cheating because it is. It's having people that are in nursing homes, that are invalids, having somebody proxy vote for them. It's about people who have mental disabilities and they're in a group home. And then the group home person asks them or has them vote for a certain candidate. It's dead people voting. It's illegal immigrants voting. It's minors voting. It's all of these things piled on top of each other that produce the fraudulent outcome in 2020. What will happen? I don't know. I know that once Arizona breaks and the, how should we say it, the Fulton County, Georgia recount gets started and it becomes apparent that there are massive irregularities. Remember when they tried to do a recount in 2016 when Jill Stein was funded by what, $9, $10, $15 million from Democrats to recount, you know, five or six states? And they did some recounts and they couldn't even recount anything because nothing was secured. Bags were open and untagged. Numbers in the bags were wrong. Sometimes bags had more votes in than they said were had to have in. Some had less. In other words, they were screwed up. They couldn't even recount. Democrats count on those failures. We'll be back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle, If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back on this Memorial Day holiday. I hope you're having a great day. God bless all the troops and everybody who gave that ultimate sacrifice. Wow. Did you hear the building, the so-called secure building in Fulton County, Georgia, where those ballots are being kept, was found wide open with the alarm going off? That's right. Emerald Robinson from Newsmax reported, what was this? This was on what? This is last night. I guess this was on the 30th. So this would have been Friday night, I guess it was, right? The 30th? Yeah, 31st. Okay, Saturday night. The building where all the ballots are stored for the 2020 election was left wide open and unattended. That's right. Attorney dealing with the Fulton County, Georgia, on the audit of more than 145,000 ballots from the 2020 election tells me that the alarm went off at a secure building where the ballots are kept. The building was found left wide open and unattended. Yes, of course, there's an ongoing legal battle now about the 145,000 absentee ballots that are due to be audited. The audit was supposed to begin Friday, May the 28th. However, in a last-minute court filing, Fulton County officials are attempting to block the audit on procedural grounds. A Georgia judge granted a 30-day pause in the audit until the legal arguments could be heard in court, and now the building has been compromised. Witnesses previously said they saw ballots being counted twice, several batches of mail-in absentee ballots without folds, which is impossible, and the appearance of copying of ballots and machine-filed ballots. The initial review of low-quality resolution samples sample batches found a 21% difference in the number of ballots between what the election officials said was in a batch and the actual number of ballots. This is part of the reason why the judge granted a full audit of the absentee ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Yes, and now they're scrambling to squeeze and squeal to stop it, just like they did in Arizona. And what happened in Arizona? They found, so they're finding many discrepancies, and it will flip the state to George. By George, I think it will. Will Trump come back? Sidney Powell had made the claim that Trump, after audits are done, that Trump will be found to have be the president, and that there will be a change of government, and that Trump will go into government. Trump will get to lead the government the rest of his term, but he won't get credit for being lied to. However, I imagine if that would come true and that the actual counts were as what they say it is, then those individuals and those people that supposedly did the, you know, the rubber stamp recounts, as I call them, when they go through and they feed the same ballots through the same machines the same amount of times and pretend like they're doing an audit, pretend like they're checking, doing a rigorous recount. This is the bullshit we heard everywhere. And if, remember, this was a concerted and fortified effort to fornicate on the election of 2020. Time, remember the Time magazine, when the liberal scum sucking shitbags had to come out and brag about what they did before, during, and after the election. If America wants to understand what happened and how governments are stolen from them, they need to look no further than the 2020 election and how the legal system, the lawyers, the failed political class of parasites that we have today that can't or won't stand up against an aggressive political foe. Okay? I think they really think, oh, well, the pendulum will swing one way and then it'll swing back. You know, it's just, it's like that all the time. And well, sooner or later, the pendulum breaks because you pushed it too far. It goes up and then it comes back down right around the other side. And it wipes everything out, doesn't it? Meanwhile, Tom Cotton, what's the guy, Dan Crenshaw, are forming a whistleblower site created for the military to help combat the woke ideology, you know, the new and improved racism, discrimination, divide and conquer, and everything else. Yes, critical race theory is just a new way to teach racism. Hey, did you know that two-year-old girl, remember the two-year-old Mensa girl? Yeah, she's black. She's not white. She's not Asian. So everybody's going to have to wake up and get a grip. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, wake up and get a grip. Woke ideology is just discrimination of a different color. It's crazy. Meanwhile, a court has ruled that recall efforts against Governor Gretchen Whitmer can proceed. A court has ruled that efforts to recall the Michigan governor can proceed. Great news for the people of Michigan. Of course, she has constantly and consistently violated Supreme Court orders and effectively just stopped one way and used government another way to violate the civil rights of Michigan land, Michelanders. Is that what you call those guys? People from Michigan. The Board of State Canvassers correctly approved the 6 recall petitions against Whitmer and 1 against Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Judges Kathleen Jensen and Michael Goda of the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled on Thursday, rejecting 1 argument made by counsel for the governor as unpersuasive. Whitmer, who had argued that the cases did not adequately describe the authorities cited as reasons for the recall, plans to appeal the decision. Campaign spokesman Mark, they said they plan to appeal it, of course. Let's go, keep going until we can find a friendly court, you know? Yeah, she did that all the way to the Supreme Court with some of her, the Michigan Supreme Court. And the Michigan Supreme Court told her to go pound sand. And so I expect them to deal with this female Hitler. It's really weird if you, cut her hair back a little and put a little, you know, snot catcher under her nose. Gretchen Whitmer certainly could pass for like a Hitler in trans. I mean, yeah, that's isn't that the absolute truth, isn't it? It's unfortunate, but it is. Yes, the founder of the Black Lives Matter in St. Paul, Minnesota, says, "I resigned after I learned the ugly truth as an insider." Yes, Rashad Turner, the founder of the BLM chapter in St. Paul, Minnesota, explained in a video why he left the BLM group after he discovered the truth about the organization. Turner had a tough life. His father was shot dead when he was only 2. His mother could not take care of him, so his grandparents raised him and taught him that an education was the keys to the kingdom. He worked hard in school, accepted into college, eventually received a master's degree in education. But blacks are discriminated in school against, the Democrats love all the money, they say. Turner himself tells his story, and you should pay attention about whether you're white, black, Hispanic, green, blue, purple. Yeah, he says, the moratorium, however, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families, and they even cared less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers' union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children. I resigned from the BLM after a year and a half, but I didn't quit working to improve black lives and access to great education. Yeah, so remember, the BLM are Marxists using racism, using, you know, the history of slavery as a political tool. It really is crazy. Investigating the charge of Bitcoin price is dependent on a $60 billion accounting fraud. Wahoo, a charge relates to Tether, a stable coin, allegedly fully backed by U.S. dollars. Let's see. This is, I didn't read this article real close. Tether was a cryptocurrency. October 17, 2018, a mysterious crash in Tether, Tether's price. Anyway, at that time, Tether had represented as much as 80% of Bitcoin trading volume, according to the research site Crypto Compare. When the year began, it accounted for 10% of the trading volume. Today, Tether still accounts for 80% of Bitcoin volume. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Yeah, it says it has a 10.29 billion base. I mean, come on with Bitcoin. Anyway, so is this a $60 billion fraud that's getting ready to pop that people have been using? And it's been just the tokens have just been a massive Ponzi scheme by somebody on the other end. I don't know. I hope not. But I don't think it'll kill the idea of cryptos and cryptocurrencies. A black man who sucker punched a white 12-year-old boy while dancing, he was dancing on a Missouri sidewalk, was sentenced to 7 years in prison. It certainly appeared to look like a hate crime. Anyway, a car pulled over, a black man jumped out and punched a 12-year-old in the face, gave him a concussion, jumped back in the car, and they sped off. It's sheer crazy stuff, man, I'm telling you. Anyway, it looks like there's a guy sitting there with a boom box and a light and stuff, and they, I guess, they're dancing on the sidewalk, man. Yeah, and so the guy jumps out and whacks him upside the head. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Cedric Charles Moore Jr. Was charged with two felonies, charged with the plea deal not guilty to guilty earlier this month. Moore was sentenced to 7 years in prison for second degree assault. Wow, he had, pled guilty to, previously pled guilty to first degree of endangering welfare of a child, driving under the influence, domestic assault, So, I guess it's because of all the assault charges. He got 7 years. Understandable. You can't drive around, just jump out of a car and whack somebody upside the head. Well, I guess when you're stupid, you can't be, I guess. Catalytic converter thieves are hitting Texas and everywhere else as, you know, precious metals are, or I shouldn't say precious metals, but rare earth metals are gaining in price. Each catalytic converter held rhodium, palladium, and platinum. Yes, rhodium is only $23,000 per ounce. Palladium is $2,800 an ounce, and platinum is only $1,100 an ounce, or $1,200. Just think about that. You can almost mine catalytic converters. There's people that drive around and buy them for $100, $150, and then take them home, and I guess they take them to a scrapper or someplace because some of them are worth up to $1,000. Yes. Catalytic converter thefts are, well, rocketing. Remember, I don't think most are even, reported to the police, even though a lot of times they'll hit car lots and stuff. They'll hit the bigger trucks, and there's a Toyota that they love because, you know, they got four, it's got four catalytic converters on it. And with a portable Zolsaw, man, they can make some money real quick. There's even been people park their car, go in the store, come back out, and yeah, somebody sawed it off in the middle of the night. It's a hell of a thing, but it happens all the time. Yes, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Russia lines up a new gold buying through its sovereign wealth fund. Russia and China have been buying gold like it's going out of style, like it's a short supply or something along those lines. Yeah, probably is. It's just, you know, they're not telling us. What's up next, ladies and gentlemen? Dun, 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 dun. Australian mouse plague. Hey, watch out for the mouse. I think it was Ozzy wanted to talk about that, but there is a mouse plague that's sweeping across Australia right now. And they say it's going to last possibly 2 years. That's right, a mouse plague. Even farmers are even just abandoning silos and such because, well, they're so laden with mouse feces and dead mouses that it's, well, I guess it just becomes a big waste. There were photographs of the mouse coming out the grain spiral bin, falling from the sky, but they were falling out the grain bin attack. Several more earthquakes have shaken the Lake Tahoe area, and people are very concerned that it's that it might be the big one coming. Meanwhile, Turkey going full Islamic as Erdogan pushes his Islamist agenda has now outlawed alcohol. Yes, so alcohol. It's going to be outlawed in Turkey. It will be suppressed. It will be pushed back. And yeah, it will be something, one or the other, huh? What else we got here? Let's see. Vietnam identifies a new highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus. That's right, of the Wuhan flu. Remember, what happens when something escapes a lab? It naturally changes, right? If it's a kind of a symbiotic mutant, it's going to change as it gets in different hosts and has different effects and comes out the other hosts in a different fashion. I mean, let's be honest about it, right? 10 serious COVID patients were given an Israeli experimental drug, and they all left the hospital within 1 day. The data showed a 40% decrease of lung inflammation from treatment, from 55 to 15% as seen in chest x-rays. Israeli biotech companies claimed a 100% success rate in the first 10 patients of a early stage clinical trial at the Ramban Healthcare Campus in Haifa. Let's see. The company Bonus Bio Group presented the preliminary findings phase 1-2 trial for international at the International Cell and Gene Therapy Conference. Let's see. So, let me count down here to see what they say. The bonus is Menzincure, which consists of activated mesenchymal stromal cells, MSCs, that are isolated in healthy donors. And they're given in to people who are patients who are suffering. And evidently it helps them. It's an improvement of their cellular inflammation within their lungs. Roger Stone says, well, he predicts a criminal indictment. Donald Trump is on the horizon. He says it's just another witch hunt. Of course, many may disagree with that, but there is no doubt that there's been a witch hunt against Donald Trump, since he essentially said he was going to run for president. Ever since Donald Trump came down the golden escalator, the Democrats, the political parasites, have been trying to ruin him and get him. And they have to, because he represents a movement that they have to shut down. They may have been able to control old Ross Perot, but I don't think they can control Donald J. Trump. Yeah, anyway, so it's crazy. They're even bringing in members of Mueller's old team in a way to try to figure out a way to get it. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the UK rise as the variant from India takes hold. Oh no, the sky is falling. The sky is falling again and again and again and again. Florida Boy 14. Up, there's the break. We'll be right back. Station promotions rolling right now. We'll hold off on this this heinous crime.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom, at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. It's Memorial Day 2021. God bless our troops, man. Here I saw this and I thought, wow, that was pretty cool. I saw this earlier this morning. Let me share it here. We'll get to it right here. Okay, where are we at? Let's see. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a small tribute to our troops. I can never do them justice. We never really can, those who fought and died for our country. Hey, good morning. This is Revolution Radio, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, streaming around the world on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that Revolution Radio simulcast live shows on, ladies and gentlemen. So come on down to Studio A and Studio B. There are, of course, slots available. And sometimes we have, reruns of older all other shows. So come on and join us and remember to change the world and tell the truth today in this time of universal deceit. Don't be afraid. Don't be fear. Don't fear the terrorism of the liberal. That's the truth that you want to know, that you want to see, that you want to talk about. Yeah. What else we got going on here? Let me see. What do we got yet? Well, let's see. We didn't do a call in the listen line, did I? 518-906-1839. Call and listen to Studio A. 518-906-1839. Don't forget, Revolution Radio streams around the world. Many of our shows are live. So, you know, thank all the men and women who are still in combat in uniform, ready to sacrifice for a day. Keith Oberman. I wonder what's wrong with his medulla oblongata. I mean, really, it's seriously broke. Seriously, seriously broke. Anyway, so what do we got news and information wise here? UK carrier strike group has joined NATO. NATO drill ahead of the Indo-Pacific voyage. That's right, Britain's new aircraft carrier, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, is taking part of a massive NATO exercise in the Mediterranean this week ahead of its 8-month maiden voyage to Asia, designed to counter the security challenges posed by the Chinese regime. Yeah, why don't the first thing you do is to quit buying shit from China? I mean, listen, if you want to hurt the Chinese war machine and you want to hurt the Chinese government, the CCP, you just don't buy shit made in China. Now, you know, listen, I know that that's not an easy thing to do when you go into any store today and you have to look and see where shit was made. If you can't support your own country's producers, who will? People around the world won't, will they? Just like Turkey. Remember, Turkey bought the S-400 missile system, the air denial system, so to speak, to shoot down airplanes and missiles and everything else, right? So the U.S. says, look, take it down, return it, and we can still get you some of those Patriot missile batteries. Come on, Turkey, you can do it. Take them down, send them back. I mean, the question is, why is Turkey still even in NATO? I mean, they've gone full Islamic Republic. They've essentially used their personnel, I will say, to create an Islamic army in many of the European nations already. There's already an invading force there. They just don't know if they have weapons or not. And, you know, in all honesty, you know, the amount of weapons that are going to be needed, you know, they probably already have them stockpiled somewhere. You know, NATO did. They broke them out and used them to blow up kids and grandfathers and mayors in the 1970s and 80s. I wonder if that'll happen again. We know down in Australia, there's a mouse and a rodent infestation that's going to last years. Meanwhile, in New York City, the rats Now, are we talking about the mayoral candidates, or are we talking about the current mayor, de Blasio? Anyway, the public housing units, public housing gets $40 billion. That's right. Democrat lawmakers in particular have long pushed for massive federal aid for public housing across the country. But it seems that the public housing, like run by the New York City Housing Authority, is, well, let's just say they have 325 housing projects. And many are dilapidated to the point where they should be condemned, uninhabitable for years, if not decades, facing internal problems of mold and rats and water leaks and damaged roots, as well as no heat and elevators going out and lead paint hazards and you name it, they got it. Worst part is in New York City, the city of so-called success has 400,000 or more people that have been, how should we say it, living in public housing in New York. Okay. Think about that. 400,000 plus people living in government supplied housing in New York City because the rent is too damn high. And then that one guy, didn't he run on that platform? The rent is too damn high. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Crazy. Idiocracy. 8 Democrats candidates for mayor pledged to increase the spending to at least $1.5 billion. Come on. I mean, what in the hell is the problem? They got rats as big as cats. You know, they got drug dealers that are essentially cartels that help run the buildings or really run the buildings today. Now, I don't know if that's been cleaned up. And you know, the worst part of it is, you know, there's people that have lived there and they still make $60,000-$80,000 a year. And they're still in public housing. Now, what the hell is it with that? I mean, did they just sell all the units as condos? Really. The rats even took over a playground. And the news cameras went down and they said, holy hell. Yeah, the news cameras were freaking out. See, and that's where if you paid somebody, you know, to trap the rats or run the rats out of there, hey, you can make some money, huh? Yeah, how about a bounty on rats in New York City? As the politicians would worry and sweat and be scared. That's the only reason they don't do anything like that. Okay, in Baltimore City, remember Baltimore City had a scandal, a grading scandal, where the kids were just passed and given grades and passed forward. Now they no longer hold back failing students. They just give them a failed mark. Oh, you failed. You can move on to a failure to success. Is that what that is? The Baltimore public city school system's new grading policy? Yeah, they just push failing students along the line to keep them in with their age group. And then what do? You know, because you can't read or write, and the only thing that you can count are is something, you know, grams. When the only business you know is drug dealing business or banging business or whatever, you know, thank you for the school system for giving you that rounded out education, then they can put you on government disability. That's right. It's crazy. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Loudoun County Public Schools, on Friday, they revoked their, were warned Friday to revoke their suspension of a teacher for declining to use a student's preferred pronouns or face further legal action. Tanner Cross, who taught at Leesburg Elementary School, suspended after speaking publicly May 26 during a school board meeting in opposition to the school system's proposed policy that teachers must use the pronouns preferred by students rather than pronouns consistent with their biological sex. Cross was informed May 28 he was being suspended pending an investigation of the allegation he engaged in conduct that had been had a disruptive impact on operations at Leesburg Elementary School. Yeah, on Friday, Alliance Defending Freedom, a senior counsel, told school officials in a letter they must either revoke the suspension and excise all records of it from Cross's personnel file, or he will take further legal action. Let's see. The First Amendment prohibits retaliation against public employees for speaking on matters of public concern. Remember when the Virginia Beach cop gave to the kid that got shot? Or the kid that shot the looters, scooters, and rioters, and while he was defending himself. And, yeah, he got fired, too. They're going to have to hire him back and forgive him. I wouldn't want to go back. I'd have to find me another place to work, though. Virologists are now coming out and saying what we knew all along, that the genetic fingerprints prove that COVID-19 is effectively man-made because there are no credible natural ancestors to the virus. In fact, they took the COVID-19 and they gave it to bats and the bats died. No, they just, the bats themselves did not, how should we say it, catch the virus as they normally would have if it was transmitted from them to humans. Remember, it was last year when Sorensen told Norwegian broadcaster NRK that COVID has properties that have never been detected in nature and that the United States had collaborated for years on coronavirus research through gain-of-function studies with China. Now, this is all now clearly documented. Fauci lied through his pie hole, and the United States turned a blind eye, the government turned a blind eye to what Fauci was doing in Wuhan, even after it was prohibited by the United States government and that the grants were, how should we say it? While the grants said one thing, the participants of the grants and the and if you read down inside of the grants, it was gain of function experimentation on these coronavirus strains, and they created many, many different ones. Anyway, this has been proven, okay? Now, the question is, who exactly and how exactly did it escape from the lab? Was it an intentional release, as one Chinese propagandist claims? I don't know. That was a Chinese general, wasn't it? That claimed that the China beat the U.S. in a biological war. Well, I mean, I guess if you have such a weak-ass president, when you have a president that you can blackmail his son at any time because his son is slept with children in China, and it's all on tape, and he's got all these other confessions they probably got out of him, as, you know, they smoked crack and had sex and everything else, and Hunter was probably spilling his guts about what Joe was doing, how much money 10% really was. But if you're watching Joe Biden the other day was talking about a young girl in barrettes, a young woman, I guess he called her, in barrettes, and how good she looked and how her legs looked like 19-year-olds or something along those lines. And I was thinking, well, that must be about an 18, 15, 16. No, it wasn't. It was like an 8 or 9-year-old little girl that Biden was talking about in pseudo-sexual terms. It was truly a sad thing, man. Truly was. Right before the break, there was a story I was going to get to about a chilling murder. Yeah, a murder. A young man, 14, stabbed a cheerleader 114 times. I guess he wanted more, and she said no. 14-year-old Aiden Fucci, schoolmate and one of the schoolmates in St. John's County. Wow, just a horrible crime. A hunting knife found in a pond not far from the body is believed to be the murder weapon. Clothing, traces of blood, and it was also found in Fauci's home, or Fucci's home, not Fauci. Fauci murdered a lot more people than this one kid. But yeah, it's a sad thing. India is now successfully fighting the COVID pandemic with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Something that now is going to spread around the world, and people will be told to take their vaccines and stuff them where the sun doesn't shine. Yeah. NASA's rover Curiosity captures a stunning Martian clouds, as they didn't expect the clouds to come back this soon, and a faster changing climate on Mars than they knew. No word if the Chinese bot has set up a coal factory yet and is starting to produce hydrocarbons. Yes, China says they want to be the first country to pollute Mars. Yes, the atmosphere. Anyway, yeah. More word on that shooting in San Jose at the train yard. Evidently, the gunman was supposed to attend a disciplinary hearing that morning. Or that day, over some kind of racist remarks. And evidently, he probably would have lost his job. He was a longtime employee there and had been, his ex-wife has said, has been always been kind of hothead. And he has said about killing them people before many years ago. But I guess she, you know, something must have flared up or, yeah, it's a sad thing. At Yankee Stadium during a baseball game, men threw out a Trump 1 banner and were quickly wrapped up and escorted out of the stadium. Yeah, anyway, it said Trump 1, support Trump, yes, Trump. And yeah, it did happen. It wasn't a 3D thing, as some people may have thought. But yeah, it was an actual banner. Some guys did. They must have had it folded up in their stuff and like a blanket or something. And then unfailed it. It looked like they had some bottles with water or something in them to hold the bottom down. But yeah. What else? What other news and information we got here? Former State Department employees under Pompeo claims their research showed a 1 in 13 billion chance that the Chinese, the coronavirus was of natural origins and evolved in nature. A former State Department employee, David Asher, claimed that their research and analysis showed that there was a 1 in 13 billion chance that China, that it was a natural virus.
Came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. so be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and get that straight truth, not that mainstream brainwashing. The MSM. The main scripted media, or the mind scripted media, where they put a script into your brain, a memory script, and they get you to follow it by the repetition of 1,000 lies, 100 spies, lie after lie. Your mind believes the truth later. So think freely. Demand a right to think freely on your social media sites in the world today. Who would have ever thought we would have to have an amendment to the Constitution to think freely, to not to be subject to the lies and the propaganda and the algorithms that would control us at the subconscious level? They're here today. The government knows damn well how to use social media for mass mind control. We're seeing it every day. We experience it. We can fight against it, but it's very tough. It's hard because, well, it's like having the Bolsheviks and the communists come back in power. Except so many of the people learned to believe their lies and propaganda. Crazy stuff, isn't it? Let's see, despite the COVID in 2020, the UK saw 18 million passenger arrivals, Remember when they told you everything was shut down and nobody was going anywhere and you had to wear a mask, you had to wear something, cover your underwear, you had to wear something everywhere. Meanwhile, 18 million people came into the country from somewhere around the world. Yeah, that's a hell of a thing, isn't it? Maybe it's most of the Brits returning from vacation. Yeah, they went on vacation and ran around half naked while in, half of London was, let's just say it was locked down. Yeah. It's crazy. The idiocracy. The stupidity that we see today. Chuck Schumer is slamming Senate Republicans for blocking the January 6th commission, the Democrat commission against Trump and the rebellion that he led. Of course, there's still ongoing investigations. It's just the Democrats won't get their massive platform and their big budget to have a deep background investigation so they could create more crimes. And then when Trump gets reelected, or they could threaten when Trump gets reelected, they would impeach him again. That would really make history if Trump is going to be the only president to be impeached 4 times. He's already halfway there. If he gets elected in 2024, don't count Democrats out. They'll try to impeach Trump on the January 6th thing. You watch, and not accepting this past election, even after all the stuff and all of the smoke and all of the lies get uncovered in Arizona. And then they go to Nevada. Then they go to Georgia. Then they go to Pennsylvania. And state by state, there appears to be widespread voter fraud and widespread irregularities done by the so-called professionals who dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. They had multiple recounts and all this other stuff. And, you know, to a Democrat, a recount is recounting the same Biden ballots again and again and again. That's what a recount is to Democrats. Dun, 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 dun. Fauci, 2012, gain of function, worth the risks. That's right. Fauci testified in front of Congress saying that, yes, gain of function is something that we need, that we should have, that we should be doing these experiments. In 2012, Fauci is kind of in a lot of hot water right now. And if he was smart, he wouldn't do any interviews. And he would not only keep his mouth shut, but he would get himself a criminal attorney and a political attorney. He's going to need both, in all honesty. But Fauci effectively lied about the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and the way they acted as middlemen and funneled money to China to do gain-of-function research. Fauci just says, oh, no, we just did mutations or something along those lines. I mean, let's see. Well, this is a lot of complex stuff here. It's the truth is Fauci lied. Okay. Gain of function research was made illegal in 2014. Zhang Shi got shipped out to Wuhan lab after her paper in 2015 regarding attaching a sequence coding to a spike protein that attaches to a human ACE2 receptor. Why? So they could do the gain of function on that. And that is the one that escaped. What happened then? Three Chinese officials or scientists at the Wuhan lab became sick. They were so sick, they were hospitalized. And during their hospitalization, if the average hospital care is, how should we say it? Substandard. Nobody wants to admit it. They don't want to say it. And the truth is, it can't be 100% all the time. When these cases should have been treated like they were lab rats themselves, and evidently they weren't. I think one of the first failures was the belief that once somebody was not, did not have a temperature, that they were no longer contagious. And I believe that was the Achilles heel of what happened with the three lab workers. at least that's my synopsis, because what we know about COVID is that even though your fever breaks, you may feel like crap, and it is still going through your system. And in fact, the last of it is supposed to in your body is crapped out. Literally, it's the last place is the feces that goes down the toilet. That's where the last of the COVID would be. Anyway, evidently that is shortcomings at the hospitals and with the current medical understanding that they had at that time were the severe short failings of what happened, not realizing how respiratory this was spread. And of course, now Japan has extended its state of emergency, and support is rising for canceling the Olympics. That's right, the Tokyo Olympics, which were scheduled for previously scheduled for last year, I guess, is looking worse and worse. Okay. They may cancel the Olympics, even with no one attending. They still may cancel the Olympics. Japanese officials, Olympic organizers, and the IOC have said the games will go ahead with strict virus prevention measures. The senior official, John Coates, overseeing the run-up to the games, said last week the games were on whether or not the host city of Tokyo is under a state of emergency at the time. The Tokyo governor, Yuriko Koki, said at a regular press conference that on Friday that another delay in the Olympics would be difficult. The Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee said at a news conference Friday they received pledges from India and five other countries to vaccinate all their Olympic athletes and delegates as a measure of against a new variant emerging from India. So paranoia and fear and all of it as far as you can see. Just want to say thanks, everybody, over here in the chat room. So thanks for joining us. I see Sam Sasquatch pop back. There's Ladybug and Dryfly Guy, Comet Monster 383, Lady Horse. Hey, there's Walter Mauser, Navy, and Takata Dave Mitchell, Conk Girl Memes, Batsman Valerie, Wally, and Cat Dog Girl, Gino 2017. There's Mitzi Lou and Boy Solomon and Festus and Nisomania. There's Kiwiism and May Street 139. Zillion and Mushy P and Ham Uberman. Not much to it. Stardust Man, Jer Bear, Choppy Water, Surrey Sunflower, Mr. Roe, Popsicle Toes, Hammerhead. Rocket just left. There's Mickey and Just Me and SJ. TH was here about an hour ago, so thanks for stopping by. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. What other news and information? We got about 10 minutes here. Belgium recalls their ambassador after the South Korea after the wife was attacked by workers. Texas Democrats walk out of the House chamber to block voting on a law. The GOP-led legislature then recessed, and Governor Abbott said, oh, well, wait a minute. You're all going to be coming back to finish the business. Democrats are upset about the voting laws in Texas because they can't cheat them and skeet them like they do in states like Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C. Oh, that's a district. Yeah, district of criminals. Let's not forget California, Arizona, and the other places that in Georgia, where all the cheating was done. So why did they attack the wife? According to the Associated Press, the Belgian embassy said Foreign Affairs Minister Sophie Wilms had decided that its best interest in the bilateral relations to terminate Ambassador Piet Lescure's tenure as Belgium's ambassador to Seoul, a position he's had for 3 years. Let's see. The current situation doesn't allow him to continue. Lescure issued a policy on behalf of his wife earlier this month, saying she might have had her reasons to be angry at the way she was treated in the shop before committing physical violence, which is totally unacceptable. Anyway, I guess there were two shop employees and the Belgian ambassador's wife got into a skirkuffle. Yeah, she got mad and attacked them. I wonder why. Imagine that. What else in news and information we got going on here? What do we do? China now is going to allow families to have up to 3 children. That's right. You can have up to 3 children as China sees birth rates drop dramatically. Yeah. Not too good. That's right. So yeah, China, China's looming population decline is intensifying, stoked by the news that the country's birth rate fell to its lowest level in 2020 since the CCP has been keeping records in 1949. Chinese news agency Xinhua said, reported Monday that the Politburo has decided to allow couples to have up to 3 children. It's not clear when the policy will take effect, but the meeting focused on policy changes that could be implemented between now and 2025. So, you know, you still may get a penalty, and, you know, they may still ship you off to a concentration camp if you have three kids today. But in the future, it said it'll be okay. Elon Musk has assured Teslas that still have safety features even after losing key industry designations last week. That's right. So it's not a National Transportation Safety Board. Let's see, Elon Musk reportedly told the blog, just confirmed from the autopilot team that these features are active in all cars now, including vision only. National Highway Transportation Safety Administration automatically removes the check mark for any cars with new hardware until they retest what happened next week, but the functionality is actually there. Anyway, so according to the government, gives green check marks to the Tesla ratings, and now that the Tesla's is not rated, doesn't mean that those check marks aren't there. It just means they don't work as good as Tesla has says they did. Yes, the days of recalls are well over, I guess, as Tesla says, don't worry, we'll email you an update. Yes, hey, Tesla will probably be giving more updates than Bill Gates. That's a hell of a thing to say if you're trying to drive down the road, yeah, and your car decides it has to update, and it pulls over, and it doesn't know where in the hell it is. Maybe Elon Musk will supply emergency joints so you can smoke it while you wait for the Tesla to update. Yeah, since the Tesla's driving, I mean, does it matter? Uh-oh. Two toddlers, one dead. One teen dead after receiving experimental vaccination from the Fort Fairfield Journal in Maine. Yeah, that's a hell of a thing, isn't it? Damn, that sucks. I'm not getting the jab, and the VA gonna say you got to get the jab, and I'm gonna tell the VA to go stick it. Hey, why don't you give yourself a sodomy check, man? That's what the VA needs to do if they tell you to get the jab. I know somebody that got sick, had the COVID, and then they said, oh, you got to get the vaccine anyway. And I said, what the hell? I don't get that shit. You crazy? Oh, I think they even got both doses after the first one made them sick as a dog. I said, well, I guess if you're going to get the single tap, you might as well get the double tap, right? Yeah, that's the U.S. government. Gosh, I pray that all this crap doesn't happen, like, you know, September, October, people that got the vaccine start dropping over dead. I hope that, I pray that doesn't happen. I don't want that to happen because, wow, it's a lot of dead people. And it will cause a chaos in society. Now, I watched USA Watchdog this morning with interviewed Greg Hunter, interviewed Steve Quayle. And Steve Quayle was talking about the alien agenda by the U.S. government and the satanic forces, what they represent. I found it very interesting. And if you get a chance, go over there and watch it. USAWatchdog.com with Greg Hunter interviewing Steve Quayle. He's got a lot of other great interviews there. So if you get a chance, go on over and hear what Greg has to say. Don't forget, coming up at noon, I believe Maggie Rose is in Studio A, and Studio B, Dr. James Fetzer. I'm not sure if Maggie left a note or something the other day that she didn't know if she was going to be able to be here today. Just putting that out there in case management is listening. So thanks, everybody. I hope y'all are having a great day. Thanks, Dawn, to you too. Lady Horse and Navy there in the chat room. Bum, ba-dum, bum. Let's see what else we got here. What do we got? We got a minute. What can we do in a minute? Let's see. Bye bye, Bibi Netanyahu. All right. Opposition to form new Israeli government. Yes. Will it be worse than the last rascals? Boris Johnson secretly marries his girlfriend. Even his close aides didn't know it. And they were like, do what? You did what over the weekend? You got married. You didn't tell any of us. And he said, hell no. I mean, you tell everybody else. God bless. There's a Christian diet guru. What was her name? Gwen Shamblin. We have Gwen Shamblin and monks. Laura Shamblin. Gwen Shamblin, Laura, among seven passengers, crashed into a Tennessee lake. God bless them. Anyway, there's the news. There's the information. There's the break. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you